Shabbat Shalom. I want to thank you all for welcoming me so warmly in my first few weeks here at Stephen Wise. I've been enjoying my time getting to know members of the community, learning about our many wonderful programs, and starting to plan for the next year. It may not surprise you to hear that I've also spent a great deal of time working on the calendar. There have been some moments where I've even wondered if it's been too much time. But I like to be well organized and plan thoughtfully. And a well thought out calendar does much more than tell you that help us organize our tasks. It can reveal our priorities and our values. The Jewish calendar does exactly that. It gives us order that goes far beyond the what, the where, and the when. Our tradition gives us holidays, fasts, and festivals that punctuate our time, narratives from our Torah, and thematic arcs that characterize different parts of the year. The cycle of Jewish time shapes our lives and gives meaning to our days. Today is Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month of Av. And we're in the middle of a period called Bein HaMitzarim, between the straits. In these 3 weeks, we recall calamities that befell our people in ancient days. And historically, it commemorates the destruction of Jerusalem and the Babylonian exile. It is a period of solemnity and mourning, culminating in next week's observance of Tisha B'Av. And so we take these 3 weeks, no more and no less, to dwell together as a people, expressing grief, suffering, and uncertainty. We read texts from our prophets that share these sentiments, mourning for what has been lost and expressing fear for the unknown that lies ahead. Bein HaMitzarim is a time of transition between devastation and recovery, between destruction and rebuilding. It is a liminal space. In this week's Torah portion, the Israelites are also Bein HaMitzarim, in liminal space. In their 40th year of wandering in the wilderness, after much difficulty, they are finally standing on the threshold of the Promised Land. But Moses, their shepherd, their guide, who led them out of Egypt, who gave them God's Torah, who kept them safe in the desert, Moses will not be coming with them. How can they go on without him? At this moment, our ancestors are standing Bein HaMitzarim, in that narrow place between the tenuous present and the promised future, between the known, which they must leave behind, and the fearful unknown. One group in particular struggles with this tension. While the Israelites have been tarrying on the eastern side of the Jordan River, the tribes of Reuven and Gad have found that the areas of Yazer and Gilad are perfect for pasturing cows, and it so happens that Reuven and Gad possess great numbers of cattle. So they approach Moses and the chieftains, asking to be granted these lands and seeking dispensation to stay behind while the rest of the Israelites conquer and settle the Promised Land. As you might guess, Moses does not take this well. Recalling the discord sown by the negative report of the spies that we read about in Parshat Shlach Lecha, Moses exclaims, "Ha'achechem yavo'u lamilchama va'atem teshvufo? Are your brothers to go to war while you stay here?" Moses fears that the separation of Reuven and Gad will incite divine anger and bring further calamity upon the Israelites. But Reuven and Gad do not intend to stand by while their people go to war. they vow to Moses that although they are establishing pastures for their flocks and towns for their children on the east side of the Jordan, they will serve in the vanguard of the Israelite army, leading the charge to establish the other tribes in their places on the west side of the river. And they say, Lo nashuv el batenu ad hitnachel b'nei Yisrael ish nachalato. We will not return to our homes until each and every Israelite possesses their portion. The actions of Reuven and Gad are a powerful lesson in commitment to community and to peoplehood. They could have stayed safely in their rich land that they found, and they could have turned away from their people. But they understood the need for unity, and they answered the call. This is the essence of these days leading to Tisha B'Av. When our people are troubled, we too must be troubled. The Talmud teaches, when the community is immersed in suffering, a person may not say, I will go to my home and I will eat and drink and peace be upon you. Rather, a person should be distressed together with the community. This week, Rabbi Aryeh Cohen shared a new lamentation for our time. He wrote, Oy lalev she'ena shvura, v'la'inayim she'enam zolgot dim'a. Woe to the heart that is not broken, and to the eyes that do not cry. Oy la'oznayim she'enan shom'ot, v'lapi'ot she'enan zo'akot. Woe to the ears that do not hear, and to the mouths that do not scream. With great pathos, Rabbi Cohen calls to us, begging us not to be inured to the pain of our fellow human beings. While our biblical book of Lamentations is a wrenching and empathic depiction of deepest misery, this modern lamentation mourns our inability, or even our unwillingness, to see or hear the suffering of others. This is why we need this time, Bein HaMitzarim. When we are neither looking back nor moving forward, we can be present in this moment, attuned to what is happening in the world around us, so we can remove the protective layers around our hearts and be roused to action. But just as important as taking this time to lament is ending our lamentation. Ecclesiastes wrote, there is a time and a season for everything under heaven, a time for weeping and a time for laughing, a time for wailing and a time for dancing. A week from Sunday, when Tisha B'Av ends, we will cross over from calamity and mourning to consolation and growth. The weeks that follow as we approach the month of Elul are a time to look within and begin the process of rebuilding. So let us allow ourselves to experience the month of Av fully, making space for the darkness, that we may be able to move forward into the light of Elul and the new year. May this time in the Jewish calendar be a time of connection with ourselves, with one another, and with God. And may we merit the words of Psalm 30, you turn my mourning into dancing, you loosen my sackcloth, and surround me with joy. V'chein yihi ratzon. May this be God's will.